Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Be'igeres HaMusar by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Ha'odam chafshi b'dimyono. A person is free and unbound within the world of his own imagination. Ve'osur b'muskolo. But in his seichel, in his intellect, he is bound up and he's restricted. Dimyono molicho shovev b'derech lev ritzono. His imagination brings him in ways of the will of his heart and what he wants to do. And it removes him from having any fear or trepidation from his imminent future. The time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take judgment upon all of his creations. And with very strict judgments he will be disciplined. No stranger will be punished because of him. The punishment won't be put on somebody else. It'll be considered his fault. He alone will bear the burden of his sin. It is one person, the one who does the avera and the one who is punished. It is all one. It will be very bitter. A person should never say, this ailment, I'll be able to bear the burden of it. The occurrences of this world will be like nothingness to a person, mul onshei haaveros, compared to the punishment that a person will get from his averos. Tigol nefesh ha'odom l'modai, the soul of a person will be extremely in anguish. Yom l'shani yechashiv, each day will feel like a whole year. Oy l'dimyum, woe to somebody's imagination. Oyev hara ha'loze, this evil enemy of ours. Miyodeinu hu, b'kochinu l'hachiko, it's from our hands and it's within our ability to be able to distance him away from us. When we put our attention to pay attention and listen into our intellect, to be able to come to the true understanding of something, to calculate the reward of doing an avera against the loss of doing an avera. And what are we supposed to do? The imagination is like a flooding river, and our intellect will be drowned. Unless we put it into a boat, and this ship to escape the flood of our imagination is to arouse our souls and awaken our spirits. In all matters and all things, there is the general rule and the specific rules. If there's no general rule, there's no specific rule. Because the specific rule could only have that which is in the general rule. But there are general rules, even if they don't have the qualities of the specific rules found within it. Elizos, therefore, Reishis kol davar hu haklal. The first thing that we have to understand is the general rule, umimenu hapratim yimshichu, and from that the specifics will come out. Ata nashkif na v'avodoseinu hamechuyeves l'boreinu yizbarach. Now we should look into the service, the avoda, that we are obligated to do for our Creator. Hello, Davarhu. Isn't it something of substance? Mahu aklal shemimenu nishav apratim, to understand what the general rule is, that all the specifics come out of that. Bli das ubli tivuna, without understanding and without knowledge, nakir, we can still recognize shemuna hamarchefes banu, that the amuna that hovers within us, our trust is shalakim shoveru, that Hashem is a judge and He will judge us. Lo says to ish kepri malolo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to each person according to what they have produced. If a person's path in this life is evil, then he'll get punished with evil punishments. Whether in this world, or in the future world, the world that's eternal. And a person doesn't know the value of it, or to what extent it is. How far it will extend in its quality and quantity. But if a person's actions in this world were clean, pure, and straight, Lumoso Baruch Yomer. So to him he will be referred to as being blessed. The Tanugim Nosim Ba'olam Hazeh, with great enjoyments in this world, Ubiyosa Ba'olam Ba, and even more in Olam Haba, in the next world. The Eden Nevla, with a wondrous enjoyment, Lamaila Harbe, that is way beyond Misechel V'Hergesh Anushi, from any understanding and feelings of a person. He raises Mitzadinu L'Avodosa Yisbarach. This is our first step towards our Avoda for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Chazal say in the Gemara Makos on Chavdalid. Chavakah came and established all the mitzvahs of the Torah to be similar to one thing. Betzadik be'emunoso yechel. Like the pasuk says, that a tzadik, a righteous individual, lives through his belief, through his emunah. Umaymar Chazal, and Chazal also say in Bava Basra Ayin Ches, Al kein yomru hamoshnim bo'o cheshbon. Therefore the rulers say, come let us make a calculation. Hefse mitzvah keneged tzchora, the loss of a mitzvah against its reward, uskar avera keneged hafsida, and the reward of an avera versus its loss. Achein lemoras ruach, the davon leiv. However, it embitters our spirits and saddens our hearts. Koach hakloli hazeh rak mistater banu, that this general rule, this principle, is hidden within us. Nechba b'mitzponi halev, it is hidden in the depths of a person's heart. Bal yira hachutza, and it never sees the outside. Im lo nasim lev, unless we pay attention, l'shadid admas levavenu b'archobas rayone hamusar, to break open the earth of our hearts by expanding our thoughts of Musar. Ei lezos, and without this, gam hakoach hakloli halazah, even this general principle, will not be able to put its effect on a person's limbs, to bound them and confine them to fear. And from that general principle, the detailed aspects won't come out. In order for a person to be able to guard himself from averos that occur, and at every moment we will stumble upon great averos, ad shemayim yagiu, they will reach up to shemayim, v'chetei haloshon, with sin of the speech, v'ein ma'atzor l'ruchenu, with nothing to hold back our spirit, u'be'izkei ma'asa u'maton l'machbir, and in terms of dealing with business matters that are countless, u'bidol Torah al kulona, and bidol Torah is worst of all, u'bichlal, and included in all of this is, v'chol ha'ivarim kim'at ein b'mo misom, that with all the limbs of a person, there's nothing that can be complete. Lemizbonen heitev ish lafi erko, and if a person considers it and contemplates in this, each person according to their ability, shekol ha'godom echavrei yotzer godom emenu, anybody who is greater than somebody else, his yitzhara is even greater, as the Gemara in Sukkah says, v'nechshol ba'averos nesos v'romos, and he can stumble upon averos that are higher and greater than that, asher im gam lecheshchos levavenu kesumim nechshono. And yet, because of the darkness of our hearts, we are like our blind people. Ein roe godlon neger averos ha-hamun. We and the majority of people don't see the greatness of these sins. Rakim nashkif aleihen, unless we really look into them. Ayde kli hamachzeh, through a magnifying glass. Hamagadeles davar godol ma'od, that something that greatens something very much so. Hanir lechoshos reoseinu kekotan, that with our weak vision it looks like something very small. Like the stars that are even greater than the entire sphere of the earth, and yet they seem and they appear to us as little teeny dots. By the kli hamachaze, and through a utensil that you're able to magnify that through a telescope and a magnifier, nirim yosim gedolim mehat, then it looks a little bit bigger. But in truth, there is no way to evaluate the greatness and size. So to this, who has seichel hanachon, when a person has a proper intellect, apiat Torah ha'ne'mona, through the trustworthy Torah, nimtza osun chamuros harbe, so it will turn out, you will find that they are much more severe, be'ichuson, in their quality, be'yeser sa'is, be'yeser oz, in more intensity and with greater strength. Hu ha'dover, asher nuchol laham is b'divrei chazal, this is something that we can find hinted to in Chazal, in the Gemara in Yoma, daf tes amud beis. Mikdash Rishon Mimnei Ma'acharav. What was the first base of Mikdash destroyed because of? Mimnei Shlosha Dvarim Shhoyubo. Because of the three things that they did. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Ra'ayis, Ushlichas Domim. They did idol worshipping. They had immoral relations. And they killed for murder. Avodah Mikdash Sheni Shhoyu Oskim B'Torah U'Mitzvos. U'Gmilas Chasadim. But during the second base of Mikdash, that they were doing Torah. They were keeping the mitzvos. And they were doing acts of chesed, acts of kindness. Mimnei Ma'acharav. Why was the base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash destroyed? Because people had hatred towards one another. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar da Amit Havayi, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar both said, Rishonim shenezgala avonim nezgala kitzam. The first one where it was revealed to them what their sin was, it was also revealed to them when the end would come of their galus. Achronim shelo nezgala avonim lo nezgala kitzam. But the second Beis HaMikdash, that it wasn't revealed to them what their sin was, it was also not revealed to them when the end of that galus would be. Ha'inyan, The matter is, Shenizgala Avonim Shel Rishonim, the matter that the first ones, their sin was revealed to them, Layosan Averos Chamuros Lein Haro, because very apparent, they were very severe sins according to everybody who would see it. Bein Pinos El Habino, with no need to really think about it. Aval Avonos HaAchronim, but the sins of the second Beis HaMikdash, Bal Yiru, were not seen, Rak LeMizbonin Heitev Hodeh, only to somebody who looked into it really specially, really carefully. Godol Chumram, the greatness of their severity, Lamaila LeHafle, that how intense and severe the intensity of those Averas were. Mistafos Lefrote Chatoim Atzumim Bein Matzah Rachmana Letzalan, and that includes within it many detailed Averos that are endless. V'shol Lusham Amoroi, Rishonim Adifi, or Achronim Adifi. The Amoraim in that Gemara asked, were the original ones better, or were the last ones better? Which were better, the time of the first Beis HaMikdash and the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? The Heshiva, when they responded, they answered, Tnu Einechem Bebira, Shechazer Lishonim, V'lo Chazer L'Achronim. Pay attention to the Beis HaMikdash itself. It was given back to the earlier generation after the Churban Bayis Rishon, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'lo Chazer L'Achronim, but it was not returned to the second Beis HaMikdash after it was destroyed. This is the matter that we spoke of before. That somebody who is greater than his friend, just like in Second Beis HaMikdash, that they were learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, Yitzro Godol, his Yitzhahara is even greater. And he can stumble through that in great Averos. It is known to those who understand true wisdom, the great depths of the evil that they had committed. But now, in any situation that a person finds himself in, what should he do? Yom HaMobes Mikhom Echosa, a day of death, from it's hidden from everybody. Pisum Yavo, it'll come suddenly. V'elokim Yifkor Es Kol Maaseh Asher Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will call up any action, any creation that he has made. Mispar Mifkor Yimei Chayav, he will give the number to the amount of days that he will have. Achaz Mehem Lo Ne'adora, not one day will be lacking. Umarmi Mobes Tiye HaAchris, and even more bitter than death will be his end. Be'in Monos U'Miflat Li'Notzel, when he has no escape and way to save himself after his death. Hu Maimar HaKosov, this is what the Pasuk Gohela says, Ki Mi Asher Yechuber Al Kol HaChayim, somebody who is attached to all life, Yesh B'Bitochon, he has a guarantee, Ki LaKelev Chai Hu Tov Min HaAriyah HaMeis, a live dog is better than a dead lion. Ki Droshos Razal, like Chazal Darshan and the Yakut, on that Pasuk, Shekolz Man She'odom Chai, that so long as a person is still alive, Yesh bo bitochon b'tikva laso tshuva, he has trust and a guarantee that he has the ability to do tshuva. V'kemen shemeis, but once he dies, of the tikvaso, then all hope is lost. Elezos, this being said, this being true, kol od nishmasena b'kerbenu, so long as our soul is still within us, nimoher nachisha, we should hurry and be quick, lafalit darchino l'tov, to weigh our actions to do good. Achen al yedei ha'evan ha'nigaf, yireh ha'derech l'nagdenu. But there is a big stone that blocks our path and stumbles us. Lo nechred miyom hamisa, that we don't fear the day of death. Gam im befino nazkirehu, even if we mention it by mouth. K'maimar razal lechazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, lamed aleph on the base. Shema tomar shachri, maybe you'll say the death was forgotten. Lomar v'achareim befiyam yirtu sela. The pasuk comes to teach us that they still mention it by mouth. So they still know that the day of death is coming and it's imminent. But they still don't change their ways. And even if our eyes see people dying, people who are similar to us, we don't put all our strength into trying to do tshuva takor baruch hu with all our hearts. That in the end we're going to come before him to judgment, and he will rebuke us for every bad thing that we have done. This is the opposite of what the pasuk says in Koheles, Zion Beis. Tov l'leches al beis evel b'leches al beis mishta. It's better to go to a house of mourning rather than to go to a house of a party of happiness. V'asher hu sof kol ha'adam, because that's the end result of a person. V'achai yiten al libo, and a living person has to put it to his heart. Ein zos ki im riboy ha'avonos shetimtumu libenu v'yiyolaven. And this is only a result of having done so many averos that it seals up our heart and it turns our hearts into a stone. Kedoshas Chazal, like Chazal saying Yom Olam Etesom and Aleph, Ala Posek, based on the Posek in Vayikra Yod Aleph, V'lo Setamu Bohem B'nei Tmeisem Bom. They shouldn't become Tomei through them. B'nei Tmeisem Bom is written without an Aleph in it. Al Tikrei B'nei Tmeisem, Ela B'nei Tamtem. Don't read it as B'nei Tmeisem, that you become Tomei, rather as B'nei Tamtem, you become sealed up. Avera metamtemes libo shel adam. An avera seals up and closes up a person's heart. V'lachin gam avonoseinu nistorim milvaneinu. Even our own sins are hidden from us. V'lo nargish behem b'mehero. We don't easily and quickly feel the impact of our averos. K'maymer azal v'chazal say in Kedushin daf mema med aleph. K'men sha'over adam al avera v'shona. Once a person violated one avera and he did it again, nasas lo k'heter. He views it as if it's mutter. He becomes regulated in it, that he thinks that he can do it all the time. And this is what brings us and surrounds us when it comes to the time of judgment. The sins that a person just tramples on with his heels, those are what encircle a person and come to him to the day of din, the day of judgment. But now, have we lost all our hope, chas v'shalom? Ein mazal lanu l'chalila? Do we have no assistance anymore, chas v'shalom? Achas hi matonu. There is one thing that we do find. Chachma ve'ein malacha. It's a wisdom, and it's not just a trade. Nasiach no ma'at ve'yirvach lanu. We'll speak about it a little bit, and we will benefit from it. Nasim olev, let us pay attention. Lizbonin be'inyan ha'averos. To contemplate the matter of averos, of sin. V'nira, and we will see, kishtaim heina besugeim, that there are really two categories. Ha'achas novas, one of them stems from, mehataiva hanifrasa, from a person's desires that just burst out of him. Lehov arev l'shaito, to desire and to want something that is pleasant for the moment. Lebli hashkif hanola, and to not even think about what it will be its outcome and what it will produce. Im kimoratiya ba'achrona, whether it will be very bitter for him in the end or not. Nimta dugmasa, you have a similar thing. Magam ben yane ha'olam, in things of this world. Ho'ish ha'sachel, a foolish person. U'befrat ha'chole l'chol shos sichlo, and in particular an ill person who has a very weak intellect. Yehav lachtov le'achol es ha'ariv l'chiko, he's going to want to grab and to eat the food that is very sweet to his palate. V'yishkoch ki zeh yevyanu l'machol nefritza, and he's not even going to realize that this might increase and make his illness even greater. Lakach Omru Razal, therefore Chazal said in the Gemara, and Tomid Daflam at Beis Med Aleph, Ezu Chochom Haroes Hanolad, who is somebody who is wise? Somebody who sees the future that will come. Hu Maimer Razal, this is what Chazal said, and Soto Dav Gimel Med Aleph, Ein Adam Over Avera Elem Kein Nechnas Bo Ruach Shtos. A person doesn't do an Avera unless some type of a silly, foolish spirit enters into him. Vizek Kol Omel HaAdam LaAvodosa Yizbarach, and this is that all of a person's work in this world is for Avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem. Lachshov leizbonin beyiras Hashem, to consider and contemplate fearing Hashem, bepachad onsho, to the fear of his punishment that he will get, aydei sifrei hamusar ve'agados chazal, and you should use sfarim of musar, disciplines for him, and go through the agados of chazal, be'agadat ha-sugyos in the gemaras, and in medrash of chazal. Ad asher ba'oznav yishma kim'at be'enov yira ha'onash hagadol, that to the point where his ears will hear, and his eyes would even almost see, the punishment, the great punishment that will be, the kamos ve'echos, in quantity and quality, nitzov l'negrenov, standing before his eyes. K'mayma razal le'chazal say in Sanhedrin dav zayin amad aleph, ba'olam yira dayan atmo, that a judge himself should see. And he says, li'yos olo le'hikoshalim. We're just talking about a judge because he is prone to fall prey to this. But it would apply, hu'adin l'chol adam. This would apply to any person. Le'hishomer mipega ra me'averos ha'chamuros, to be able to stay away from any type of averas whatsoever. But a person should view himself, a judge, and especially anybody else, ki ilu cherev munachas ben yarchosov, as if a knife is there between his thighs. Gehenim b'such lo mitachtov, and Gehenim is opened up from underneath him. V'im ko yaseh ha'odon v'lobavu yovin, and if a person does this, and his heart really understands this, v'shev v'rafalo, he will do tshuva, and he will be healed of this. Achein, however, rabba ro'as ha'odon ba'aretz, the evil that a person does in this world is immense, is great. Ein doresh b'tzedek, nobody searches out righteousness. Ve'ein maskil b'yiras Hashem, and nobody really contemplates on yiras Hashem, of fearing Hashem. L'kvoa itim seduros ba'omal ha'yiro, to make set times that are arranged specifically to delve himself into fearing Hashem. Lidlos me'tvuna, to draw the waters of understanding. Me'ho emuna ha'nechba, from the emuna, the belief that is hidden in us, and it is concealed, b'machvoi halev, in the hiddenness of the person's heart, laharchivo ulasada, to make it more broad and supported, losis latokef voz, to give it strength and power, losum hamishra al shechma, to put the burden on your shoulders, limshal al ha'evarim, to be able to rule over those limbs, leval yifratsu gidra uchetorah yasu, in order for them not to go beyond their bounds, and they should follow in the ways of the Torah. Zehu hasog hasheni. This is the second category. Dugma zeh hadavar, similar to this thing, lo matzonu be'inyanei ha'olam, we don't find in things of this world. Ein ish shetzoros merachvos mulpanav, there's no person that pain and afflictions will be hovering in front of his face. Ashelo yukach lo eis lachshov machshovos li'notzamehen, that he won't take any time to think about and contemplate things of ways to save himself from them. Ilezos, this being true, gam ein hataiva sibosa, desire isn't even the cause for this. Plia hi ha'avera halazu, this avera is wondrous. Mizesh mapeli, this is what you call something that's a wonder, is bewildering. Leblis sum al-leiv lehizbonim b'iras Hashem, for a person not to take it to heart and to contemplate and think about Yiras Hashem, fearing Hashem, uva musar onsho, and in the discipline of what his punishment will be like. Averos ka'elu lo yuchlu heyos misug harishon, these type of averos cannot come from the first category which we spoke. Yan ein dai b'hataiva liyos sibosam, it's not enough for just desire to be the cause for this. Rakhein me ruchnios hatuma, this comes from a spiritual impurity, hamlafefes es ha'odam, that enwraps a person, lehachtio, to cause him to do sin. Ubiyoser bechete adibar, and this applies even more so by sins of speech. Kima yisron lebal haloshon, what does a person from having bad speech, what does he gain from it? Kamaim ha'razal, like Chazal say in the Gemara in Erechin, tez vavam ha'beis. Bezos matzano pesher davar bein hashitos, with this we found a negotiation between the two different shitos, v'inyan yetzer hara v'yetzer tov mahim, regarding the matter of what a yetzer hara and a yetzer tov actually are. Hashita ha'achasi, hashita hanodas. One shita is a very well-known shita, a very well-known opinion. Ki yetzer hara hu koach hatuma ba'odam hamavilo lapshoim. That a yetzer hara is the impure spirit within a person that brings him to do sin. The yetzer hatov hu koach hakedusha ba'odam hamavilo latov. And the yetzer tov, the good inclination, is an inner strength of doing kedusha that comes into a person and pulls him to do good things. He shitas rov ha-macharim ha-gedolim, and this is the main opinion of most great authors. V'hashita ha-shniyahi, the second opinion is, she-yetzer hara hu koach taivas ha-odam, that the yetzer hara is a person's desires. Ha-mashkevas al-kol ha-ariv l'shaito, that is constantly looking out for anything that will be sweet for the moment. Oso ta'as fehu el besa ubo sidbuk lahava, and this makes you want to bring those things into your home and to cling to it with love. V'yetzer tov hu aseich al yasher, and the good inclination is the just and right mindset and intellect. Hatzofo mabit lahanolad, that looks and gazes into the future what will be. Hu pachad yiras Hashem yisbarach shmo, it is the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umishpatov, and his judgments, haroim lamarbe, that are bad for a person who gets involved with them. Ubocher bedover hamoil lichvosh ataiva, and he chooses something that is good for him to vanquish his desires. L'man yisadin ba'achrona ba'ogdin gifla, in order that he be able to get the pleasure at the end with the unbound pleasures. Asher ein dai be'er yikras tefarta, that it is inexplicable to explain the greatness of that glory. Asher anachnu roim bechol eitz, and that which we see at every moment. In yane ha'odam mischalfim, that matters of a person constantly changing. Kol echad nidbak yoser la'avera acheres, every person is brought into a different type of an avera. Yesh asher chatosam tegadol yoser bebitul Torah mimasu umatam be'emuna unesina sedaka. There are some people who their sin will be greater when it comes to not learning Torah enough, more than unfaithful business deals and not giving charity. Yesh lehefech, and there are some that are the opposite. V'chein b'chol ha'averos ein adam doma l'chaver, and so too in all averos, not one person is similar to his friend. V'ilo ha'yetzer hara rak koach ha'tuma ha'mefatehu, if the yetzer hara was just this impure spirit that is seducing him to do bad, madua lo talafef es kol b'nei ha'adam b'shaveh, why wouldn't it encircle and entrap every single person equally? Unless we look into their spiritual roots. Amnam, however, im nomar ki ha'yetzer hara hu koach ha'taiva, if we say that it's based off of a person's strength and power for desires, hadavar nachon, then it makes sense. Ki taivas ha'odam tuluya b'mizgo, because a person's desire is dependent on the person that he is. Leidoso, how he was born, harkavoso, and the way he was created, shaito v'inyanov, the time that he is born, and the experiences that he goes through, u'mizgo b'nei ha'odam mischalfim, and the situations that people are in are constantly changing. Lozos, to this, Gam avanoseihem mischalfim. Therefore, the person's sins are constantly changing. Achin gam beze lo yitochin. But even in this, it wouldn't be correct. Halo einenu roos bnei adam osim averos atzumos. Don't we find people who do incredibly severe sins? She'ein tavosin gomer lehem kol kach. That it wouldn't be from their desires that bring them to do such things. Ulefamim hatavim en agdasa. And sometimes the actual taiva will be in opposition to it. Kmo ha'adam ha'chavetz u'mishtokik harbe al ha'kavod ha'meduma. For example, you have a person who desires and wants so much to be honored, and it's imaginary honor. Uvechavod mitzvah tigal nafsho. Yet for the honor of doing a mitzvah, his soul will be despised of it. Mechayotzeb and similar situations to this. Ein zos ki imruach hatuma ha'mevalbalo lahara. This is the evil spirit of impurity that is within him, that brings him to do bad, even against his vain desires. Mizeh, from this, nira ba'olil, it is seen clearly, ki shtei hashitos nachonos, that both opinions are really true. Hayitzahara hu ha'koach ha'taiva, the yitzahara of a person's evil inclination, is his power of desires. V'gam yesh bo ruach hatuma, but also he has a evil spirit of impurity. V'chein yitzar hatov, and so too the yitzar tov, the good inclination of a person is, who haseichal hanachon, is proper intellect. Shelo niskalkel al yedei ha'averos ha'ataivos, that doesn't become disrupted or ruined through doing averos and having desires. Haroes hanoled, somebody who will see the future. V'gam yesh bo ruach ha'kadusha ba'odam, and there's also within a person a spirit of holiness. V'hine b'shnei atzadodim, in both possibilities, yesh no ba'odam gashmi v'ruchni. Both these qualities are in a person, both the physical and the spiritual. Ke'inyan b'riyas adam, just like a person, how he's created, atzmo, a person himself is created that way, gufni v'nafshi, as with a physical and a spiritual property. Ha'gufni nir la'ein basar, the spiritual is seen by the flesh. V'nafshi noda mipu'ulos v'inyani ha'guf, and the spiritual is known from the actions and the matters of the body. Tachbulos ha'adam u'mizimosov, the person's plans and his intentions, lahachzik hanefesh beguf, hema rak beguf levado, in order to keep the person's nefesh, his soul, within his guf, to keep the person alive, those things are found within the body itself. Latomcho ba'achilos tovos, to strengthen it with good food to eat, ubeshmiros ma'ulos, and in good protections, mikol nezek opegara, from any damage or instances that can hurt him, ubezeh yishmer nafsho begufo, and that way a person can guard his soul to be within his body. But there's no natural means in order to do something for the soul to be able to keep it strengthened within the body. Because you can't see it or feel it alone. And what should you do with that? But in the spirituality, in truth, the main way of a person's soul staying in the body is really dependent only on his soul. By serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Came by avodas Hashem yizbarach shmo, so too with serving Hashem, ikar hatachbula lahachzik hasayetzer tov lefi shtei hashitos. The main strategy to strengthen a person's yetzer tov, his good inclination, is according to both opinions. Heyos hakoach hakedusha ve'aseichal hanachon, both through having a spirit of holiness and a straight intellect, and shalom is kalka, that is not destroyed or corrupted, v'lidchos hasayetzer, and to push out the yetzer hara, hu koach hatumah adataiva, which is the impurity of spirit of impurity and desire. Toli bebechina hagufnis. This is dependent on something physical. La'achilu ma'achalim tovim, to give him good foods. Hema ha'izbonernos ha'yira, along with contemplation of fearing Hashem. V'ha'musr and discipline. Hanova me'atorah Torah, that stem from the Holy Torah. Hum ma'amer razal, this is what Chazal say in Bava Basra Tezayin Omer Aleph. Bikesh Iov liftores ha'olam kulo min adin. Iov wanted the whole world to be exempt from any judgment. Amar lefanav, he said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World. Baras Ashor, Parsosav Sdukos, you created a bull with split hooves. Baras Achomer, Parsosav Klutos, and you created a donkey that has whole hooves. Baras Gan Eden, Baras Gehenim, you created Gan Eden, you created Gehenim. Baras Tzadikim, Baras Rishoyim, you created Tzadikim, righteous individuals, you created Rishoyim, the wicked people. Mi ma'akev al yodcha, who withholds from you? What did Iov's friends respond to him? As the pasuk in Iov Tezvav says, "Af ata tofer yira, you have denied fear of Hashem, v'tigara sicha lifnei kel, and you withheld speech, davening before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu yetzahara, bara lo Torah tavlin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a yetzahara, an evil inclination, and he created Torah as a remedy for it. With this Chazal are teaching us, Kitavlin shel Torah, the antidote, the remedy of the Torah is, Hi hayira hanovas himena, is the fear that comes out from it. Kamamar HaKosef Hanal, like we mentioned before, Tofer Yira, like the Pasuk in Iyov says, that you denied fearing Hashem. Vehi bechina gashmis. And this is a physical representation. Muvnis la'ini basar, which is understood by the people of flesh and blood. Sibasar fu osal l'choli hanefesh, and we understand how this can cure an illness of the soul. In Yasim ha'adam libo v'nafsho el yiras ha'torah, if a person places his soul and his heart to fear of the Torah. In bichlal, whether in general, leido l'hoven me'atorah, to know and to understand from the Torah. Ki l'chol avera yesh onesh otzim v'norah, that every sin has a great, incredible punishment. U'l'chol mitzvah yesh schar na'ala me'od, and for every mitzvah a person does, has an incredible reward for it. In bifrat, or whether in the specifics, hu'aikar, which is the main thing, l'lmo Torah kol Torah's kol avera be'avera levada, to learn the laws of each and every avera, le'gaiva Torah's ha'gaiva, if you have haughtiness, to learn all the laws about haughtiness, l'mas u'matim be'emuna, and regarding doing business deals with honesty and integrity, chalkei ha'Torah asher le'inyanim shebein adam l'chavero b'iskei olam kadomet, then he should learn things regarding from the Torah that are revolving around things that are between a man and his fellow in dealings of this world and similar things. V'chein l'chol mitzvah u'l'chol avera es torasa, and so too for every mitzvah and for every avera, its portion of how the Torah understands it.